Zog the Mishnah daf chav ches omer alef. Chometz shel nochish over lova Pesach. If you have chometz that was owned by a goy over Pesach, so muta b'hano, not just muta b'hano, it's muta b'achila also.
But the Mishnah, yeah?
The Mishnah, yeah. Chometz shel nochish over lova Pesach, muta b'hano. Now it's not just muta b'hano, it's also muta b'achila. There's no issue whatsoever. It's owned by a goy. Vishal Yisrael, the reason why it says because of the Sefer. It says hano. Vishal Yisrael, mashenkin chometz that's owned by a yid over Pesach, even though he didn't eat it, but it was owned by him. He didn't sell his chometz. So after Pesach, it's also b'hano. Sheneemar, lo yiro l'chosor. Rashi right away points out what the Gemara is going to say. It's a knas. Because lo yiro l'chosor is on Pesach. I was oivan by yiroya. So because of that, we can see you that after Pesach, it's also b'hano. Now, so that's why the Reisha says that muta b'hano, lafuka de sefer, because the sefer, it's also b'hano. Now, is it also b'achila? Of course it's also b'achila. It's also even b'ano, shel Yisrael. But that's what the Reish says, muta b'ano. But the point is, we only canceled shel Yisrael because he was oivan by Yiro. But chometz that was owned by a goy, there's no reason to cancel you. You weren't oivan by Yiro. So that's it. Taka muta b'ano. There's no reason to cancel you, zog the Rif. And that's why taka chometz shenoch is muta b'ano. Zog the Gemara, who is this Misha like? We'll see the three sheets in the Braisa, and the Mishnah, the Gemara is going to come out on Omid Beis, older in the bottom, that the Mishnah is like neither. Mahi, where's this? Machloek is the Tanya. Chometz bein lifnei zmanu bein la'achaz manu, over olav belav. That means, Rashi says, lifnei zmanu means from Shor Shishis, Erev Pesach, from Chatzos and onward. From Shei Shois Achetechshach. Before Pesach, from Chatzos and onward, from Sheishos and Lamalo, is called Lifnei Zmanoi. Yo'ivan Alav, according to Rabbi Yehuda. La'achaz Manoi means after Pesach. Misha over Pesach. Yo'ivan Alav. Now, obviously, if you eat it, you're not on his chorus. It's not Pesach. But if you love, you'd be over. The Gemara is going to learn Psukim why Yo'ivan Alav before Pesach, meaning from Chatzos and onward, from Sheishos, and La'acha Pesach. Toich Zmanoi. On Pesach itself, B'moyer Zog Rashi, then Yo'ivan Alav a chorus. Not just Alav, also chorus. So the first sheet is before Pesach, meaning Sheishoy Salamala Yoiva Balav, Lacha Pesach Yoiva Balav, on Pesach Yoiva Balav in chorus. Dr. Molchov Chesomit Beis, Reb Shimon Oimel, Chomets Lifnez Mano, Lachas Mano, Ein Oiva Ola Beloy Klum. You're not over anything. What can what be? We'll see. We get to the Gemara's Kasha. Let's first see the three sheetas. The Gemara's going to go through, and the Gemara's going to ask why it's our Reb Yehuda. I want me to tell you why it's not going to be Yehuda. Because according to Reb Yehuda, then even Shonochri. Reb Yehuda is a Mechalik. Even Shonochri should be also. And he's not Mechalik. And the Mishnah is Mechalik. That's what the Gemara is going to say, not like Reb Yehuda. But before we go into the Etzim Kasha, why not one of these? The Braisa says, Reb Shimon Oima, Chomis Lifnez Manu La'achaz Manu Eina Oilo B'loi Klum. You're not over on anything. That means, Lifnez Manu, Avarat Is Achila Zoktesis. Zoktes in the top, Neil Reb Shimon Neide and Oyval of Belav, the Chomet says, Man and Moide, the Osim Bachila, Vada, you Osim Bachila Beshe Shoys on Malo. But a lav, you're not going to be Oyval, he's not going to learn the Psukim like Reb Yudah does that you Oyval Belav. So Lifnez Manoi, Ulachas Mane and Oyval Beloi Klumi, not Oyval on a lav. Teichs Manoi, Oyval of Chorus Belav. Teichs Manoi, he agrees, you Oyval Belav a Chorus, Teichs Manoi. He only argues on Lifnez Manoi, Ulachas Manoi. Teichs Manoi, Avada, you Oyval Belav a Chorus. I have a diak, I don't know if there's a diak, but maybe it could be. Reb Yehuda says, you're over olav belav v'koris. Reb Shimon says, you're over olav v'koris v'lav. Why is it switched around? Why is every word in the Gemara after Medayik? Why does it say lav v'koris, v'koris v'lav? Could be because according to Reb Yehuda, you're over on the lav before Pesach. So it's a continuous lav from before Pesach into Pesach plus koris. So it's belav v'koris. Mashen according to Reb Shimon, you were never over on the lav before Pesach. So it's mele v'koris v'lav. You start with the chomer first, v'koris v'lav. Zok the Gemara weiter, the Braisa says, this is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda that says, it's also b'achila, you should know it's also b'hano. Meaning there's a lav, it's also b'hano. So meanwhile, we have two shitas. What's the third shita? Rabbi Yosef Lili Yoyma, Toma al atzmecha, ha'ei chometz also b'hano kol shiva. Toma al atzmecha, how is chometz also b'hano kol shiva? Meaning Rabbi Yosef Lili Shita is, the Torah only says an isachila. It might say Beloshen lo yo'ochel, but as it says Achila, there is no Issa Hano on Pesach itself either. Azoy, the three sheets in the Braisa. So again, Reb Yehuda Shita is on Pesach, Moyed, Yechayiv, Lav, and Chorus. Before Pesach, Lav, after Pesach, Lav. Reb Shimon says, on Pesach, Karis and Lav, correct. Before Pesach, no lav. After Pesach, no lav. Just an Issa Achila. Rabbi Yosef Aglili says, even on Pesach, there's no Issa Hano. So the Gemara is going to say that the Mishnah is like neither. Now, before we get into that, the Gemara is first going to understand the Etzim three Shitas.
What is the lav?
The Gemara is going to say what the lav is. We'll see exactly what the lav is. Zog the Gemara. Uminayin lo oichel chometz mishay shoysel malo shoy vebeloisasei. How do we know what you're asking? What's the lav that we're referring to? That Mishay Shoysel Mali Yoivan Eloisasei, Shenemar, Loisoichal Olof Chometz Divi Rabbi Yehuda. It says in the Pasuk, this is the Pasuk of Korban Pesach. Loisoichal Olof on the Korban Pesach do not have Chometz. Now, when is the Korban Pesach Shechted? When is that Krova? Before Pesach. So, Melez Rabbi Yehuda brings a riot that Yoivan a lav when? Lifnez Manoi. What's the lav? Loy soichal olav chametz divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Loy soichal olav chametz at the time that Akrovas Korban Pesach. Loy soichal olav chametz. So Meli Yoiv and a lav. When is his lav? Before Pesach, because it's talking about clearly Akrovas
for eating.
Yeah. Now the Gemara said before that was said before. Mishosh osmachil osabano. We added on Issa Hano too. But the point is, it says clearly in the pasuk. Loy soichal olav chametz. When is that? That's Bizman Dakrova. So we see clearly before Zman it is a lav. A Gvalda Garay, Rabbi Yehuda brings. Omar Reb Shimon, v'chi efshal loy mekein? Could you say that there's a lav before Zman? V'aloy kvar nema, loy sechal olav chomet, shivis yom etecha olav matzes. You're being medak from the word olav. Well, I have the same pasuk that says, loy sechal olav chomet, shivas yom etechal olav matzes. That's not clearly not talking about Zman Dakrova. Shivas yom etechal olav matzes is talking about Zman Achila. Or onward, 7 days. So it's not the cloud going on according to Pesach. State Shivas Yom Techel of Matzahs. There's no mitzvah of Achilles Matzah according to Manoi.
Same Pasuk.
Im came at Tamadlomi Sechel Olav Chometz. So what does it mean, Loi Sechel Olav Chometz? What's it referring to as Exodus Pshimen? Bishor Sheyeshna Bekum Echel Matzah, Yeshna Babatechel Chometz. Meaning, it's totally Zeh Bezeh. Bishor Sheyeshna Bekum Echel Matzah, when it's a mitzvah of Achilles Matzah, that's when the Issa of Techel Chometz is. But not to tell me that there's a lav already because of Mizmanoi. No, it means Mizman of Achilas Matzah. That's when this Baal Teichel Chometz is. The lav is only on Pesach, not before Pesach. Now, even though Kuma Chometz is only in the first night, not in the other nights, here we're saying Kol Shiva. We're trying to say the lav of Teichel Chometz is all seven, obviously. So that there are those, the Pnei Yeshua says that from here we see that there's a kiyum din of kum echol matzah kol sheva also. But upon him, it's not referring to koydim Pesach. So it must be b'shas d'achilas korban, b'shas d'achila, which is Pesach. And that's going on all 7 nights. Now, there's no chiv achilas korban Pesach 7 nights, but we're talking about on Pesach. The Pesach is talking about on Pesach, not koydim Pesach. U'b'shas she'en b'kum echol matzah. Rabbi Yehuda wants to bring a ride going on Erev Pesach. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Rabbi Yehuda says it means B'shas Da'akrova. Rabbi Yehuda wants to bring a ride B'shas Da'akrova, which is Loisoichal Olav. Do not eat chometz while you're being Makim Korban Pesach. That's what Rabbi Yehuda learns. Rabbi Shimon says no. The same Pasuk says Shivas Yomim Teichal Olav Matzahs. So it can be going on Erev Pesach. It's going on the Zman that you're eating the Korban Pesach. Correct. When is the first night? Before Pesach or during Pesach? So already we ready to establish, 1 second, slowly. We ready to establish Nalag Reb Yehuda. Oh, now that it's going on the first night, it's also going on all 7 nights. It's all 7, there's no Korban Pesach. But the Pasuk is referring to the Mitzvah Achilas Matzahs, all 7. Matzahs only the first night. It's all 7. The Peshua says we see our component is a mitzvah of Kum Esei, of Yekia mitzvah of all 7 also. But it's not going on Erev Pesach. It's not going on the Zman HaKrov, it's going on the Zman of Achila. Zok Teisus Diba Maschel Im Kain. Haloshen Doch V'nir L'Gash V'Doch Pirushoi. V'alok V'nei Matechel Olam Matzah V'ahu Olam Akoch Achilas Pesach Koi. Hochanami Lo Yisrael Olam Chometz Koi Nami Ashas Achilas Pesach. It's going on the Zman of Achila, which is on Pesach. So Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon argue, what's the Pasuk going on? Rabbi Yehuda says the lav on Erev. Rabbi Shimon says this pasuk is going on Pesach itself. Ubishosh she'ena b'kum echol matzah, she'ena b'altecha tzometz. My time with Rabbi Yehuda. So what's the ma'aseh reason of Rabbi Yehuda? The Gemara was matzah this reason. Answer the Gemara, no. The reason is as follows. Let's see the Gemara again. Zog the Gemara. It's going on the Zman Rakrov Pesach Erev Pesach. Omel Reb Shimon V'chi Evshel Loimakein V'aloi Kvanema Loisechel Olav Chometz Shimon Yom Techel Olav Matzahs, which is on Pesach itself. In Kemat Tamal Loimetzechel Olav Chometz B'Shosh Yesh B'Kum Echel Matzah Yesh B'Kum Echel Chometz B'Shosh En B'Kum Echel Matzah En B'Kum Echel Chometz. But it's not going on Erev Pesach. So what's the reason of Reb Yehuda? So come on, my time to Reb Yehuda. It's lost the Koy Ksiv. The three Psukim. Pasuk number one. Loi Ye Ochel Chometz. This pasuk is talking about that in Shmos it says Vayoyim Moshe Alom Zochas Yoyim Azeh Asher Itzos Mitzrayim, and then it says Veloye Ochel Chometz. That's pasuk number one. Second pasuk is V'chol Machmetzes Lo Yisachelu V'chol Mishtechem Techlu Matzes. It says Lo Yisachelu. The third pasuk is Lo Yisoychal Olav. That's this pasuk where we just had now Lo Yisoychal Olav Chometz Shiviz Yom Techal Olav Matzes. So three pesukim. What do you need three pesukim for? Zokta Biyuda. Very good. Chad Lifnei Zmanoi. One of them is going on Chatzoy from Sheishoy Salamalo, Lifnez Manoi. The Chad Lachas Manoi for Noch Pesachim. The Chad Latoich Manoi. So Mele Yoivan Alav, Biflei, Laachar, and Toich. And Toich happened to be Oivan Koris also. So that's the three psukim. The Ran and Rabbeinu David say very geschmack. These three psukim are meduktik. The Soichal Olov is going on Pesach, Kon Pesach. The pasuk of Machmetz Loich Tzachelu, that's going on Bismanoi. And Bechomesh Vesechem is going on after Pesach, because over there it doesn't say Teuchlu Matzahs, doesn't say to eat Matzahs. So we see the three psukim are the three Zmanim Taka. Koidem, Bishas Korm Pesach, La'achar, where it doesn't say Achilles Matzah, and Teuchs Manoi, where it says Machmetz says. Now what is Reb Shimon going to do with the three psukim? Zog di Gemara. The Reb Shimon chad the teich zmanoi. Absolutely, I agree. Teich zmanoi yoivan alav. What he do is the other two. V'chol machmet says mi boy lelechad tanya needed for the following brisa. Ein lielashin is chametz me'elov. Chometz became chometz on its own. It rises because of itself. The dough itself. Let's say it rises because of dova acher. Machmas dova acher minayin. Now dova acher doesn't mean sa'or, because sa'or is the spitz chometz. We're talking about stam mitzad a juice, a yayin or something. So then machmas dova acher zok toises. Machmas dova acher the lav minoy, not its min. That all your days are making chometz tvei mishin is chametz me'elov. That's even more chometz. Can we refer common okas? Elagon shin chametz ay de shimre yain shemiyab shin ashmogim betanur kashoyz meretz Ashkenaz. But loydomil yisrin loysa beyain the less big kongres v'yesh balav. We're not talking about niloysa. We're talking about through yain. But upon him machmas dova acher. How do you know that's also called chometz? Zok di gemara v'chom machmetz mboilech latayin yelin shin is chametz me'elov machmas dova acher minayin tamalom kom machmetz loysa chelu machmetzes is marba. Even if the chimus came about through something else, a different min. So that's you need the second pasuk. What do you do with the third pasuk? Lo yochel chometz mi boil elch letanya. Reb Yosi Aglili Omer. Reb Yosi Aglili, not the Reb Yosi Aglili we had before. Legabe de Issa Anor is not negay on Pesach. Reb Yosi Aglili is a different drasha. Minayin le Pesach Mitzrayim shein chimutz enoig alu yom echad. When they left Mitzrayim, for how many days could they not eat chometz? Not for 7 days, one day. In Mitzrayim they left one day. Yitzis Mitzrayim was one day, one night, one day. So that this Pesach Mitzrayim was only one day in this chometz. Minayin le Pesach Mitzrayim shein chmutz enegal yoyim echad. Talmud loymar lo yeochel chometz v'somach lei hayoyim atem yoytzim in Mitzrayim. So it says hayoyim atem yoytzim. So we dashen as if it says lo yeochel chometz hayoyim. So Pesach Mitzrayim was only one day, and that's what we need the third pasuk for. Zok the pshimin the three pesukim and not for toichz manoi laachas manoi and toichz manoi laachas manoi and koydes manoi. No, it's for toichz manoi. Yes. It's going for the din of Machmetzes, Machmas Dova Acher, and it's going for the din of Reb Yosi that the Issa Pesach Mitzrayim is only Chometz one day. How does Reb Yehuda know this? No, Chometz. Chometz and Mitzrayim was one day, Reb Yosi Aglili says. There's no 7 days of Pesach. That's all the Deiris, not Pesach Mitzrayim. Kriyas Yamsuf took place much later. That's when there was in Nischaret Shivas Yomim, the whole Yontiv of Pesach. But the Pesach Mitzrayim, Dr. Yosef Lili was Hayoim. The Leochel Chometz is Hayoim. How does Reb Yehuda know Sai Machmas Dov Acher and Sai that Pesach Mitzrayim is only one day? Reb Yehuda Machmas Dov Acher Menole Mida Afkrach Mona Beloshem Machmetzes. The fact that it says Loshem Machmetzes, you're right. I need Lo Yochel for Koidem El Achar. But the Loshem Machmetzes is Mashma, even Machmas Dov Acher. The Reb Yosef Lili, how does he know that Pesach Mitzrayim is only one day? How does Reb Yehuda know it? He needs the three Pesukim. Zogmar ibay same the samach le hayoim. There's a metzias deka hayoim. It says in the pasuk. It says the word hayoim. Hayoim means today. That means Pesach Mitzrayim was one day. Ibay same smuchin le dorish. Reb Yehuda taklish tosi doesn't dash in smuchin. Only in Mishnah Torah, like Rashi says. So Meili doesn't dash in smuchin. He taka does not hold Reb Yisak Lili, and he doesn't hold that Pesach Mitzrayim was one day in Issa Chometz. He held that Pesach Mitzrayim was taka 7 days. There's a machlokes of Yisak Lili and the Baplukta and Reb Yehuda holds like that sita. That attack it doesn't dash in smuchin. Is Pesach Mitzrayim is a chimitz 1 day or 7 days, like today? Zok the Gemara. Oh my man. 1 second. So before we go weiter, now there's a very yisurdi the Gabala Ma'or and the Rishonim that argue on this. According to Reb Shimon, we said there's no lav koydim zmanoi, but Avada Tosis points out there's an isachila. Zok the Bala Ma'or, Avari agrees to Tashbisu. Tashbisu agrees to. No, the argument of Tashbisu. Tashbisu is before this man. Ach, it's talking about Erev Pesach. Zok the Bala Ma'or, according to Reb Shimon, Yemekayim Tashbisu Aide Achila. Ein lecho hashbosa gdoyle mizeh. You can eat it and Mekayim Tashbisu. That's a chiddush of the Bala Ma'or in Das Reb Shimon. Since according to Reb Shimon, there's no lav, so mainly even koydim zmanoi ach hasheish Yemekayim Tashbisu Aide Achila. Which is a chiddush, because you're not allowed to eat. There's no lav taka. But we said you're not allowed to eat. But he's saying, Tashbisu, you could be mekayim ayde achila.
You could eat.
At the end of the day, you mekayim tashbisu. I'm doing tashbisu right now.
But
the achila de chometz. The achila de chometz, akim tashbisu. Now we do this on Erev Pesach, Chaliyos, B'Shabbos. We also eat the chometz and we say it's a kim of tashbisu. And we know tashbisu, Kodesh Vana, is ayde getting rid of it, tashbisu. You don't have chometz in your shoes. But the Baal HaMor is saying that you mekayim tashbisu, Konkut Reb Shimon.
And you're allowed to be. Even now, Tosis and other Rishonim behead you argue on this. That's Shitas Bala Ma'or. Tosis says that no, there's taken no lav when you eat chometz la'achas manoi, according to Reb Yehuda. But avaretz osa midraisa to eat it. And Tashbisu is telling you that you have to be mashbisit shaloi k'derech hanosoi, but not ade achila. Achila is called derech hanosoi. So according to Tosis, achila will be osa because derech hanosoi. The Bala Ma'or says the chiddush that you can be mekayim tashbisu even derech hanosoi, which is would be considered derech achila. But Ramban says the lashon Ramban is ein chodovish etzorech hashbosu muta b'achila. It's impossible that it's muta b'achila when it's tzorech hashbosu. Zok demora omar mar uminayin la'oichel chometz mishe shoyzul amala shoyve beloisasei. How do we know that you take over Kong to Reb Yehuda Lavan from Sheishoy Salamalo, from Chatzis and onward? Shenemar, Loy Sechel Olof Chomet Ziv Reb Yehuda. Omar Loy Reb Shimon, Chiev Shaloy McCain, could you say this is going on Erev Pesach? Valoy Kwanema, Loy Sechel Olof Chomet, Shiva As Yomim Techel Olof Matzes. Black and white, it's going on Pesach itself. It's going on this man of the Achilles Pesach. Or even the whole 7 days of Pesach. But on Kabbalah, it's not going on Erev Pesach. What's Reb Yehuda going to answer? Reb Yehuda shapi komalei Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon is tiny, very gevaldik. Zog di gemara. Reb Yehuda omeloch, hahu lekoi v'choivo, afilu bezman hazeh udo oso. It's coming to tell me that no. It's coming to tell me, this pasuk is telling me that is the choivo of achilas matzah, even though there's no korban pesach bezman hazeh. That's what the pasuk is telling me. Lo'olam, there is a lav according to Reb Yehuda, even koidem zmanoi. Even bezman da'akrovis ha'pesach. And it's not going dafkon this man of achilas matzah that is a lav. Just the pasuk is telling me that bisman hazeh is a chi of matzah, even though there is no korban pesach. How will a koyv a choyv afil bisman hazeh do also? You know erev pesach because the taka says loy soichal olav chometz. Olav means bisman da krova erev pesach. I, Zok the Pshimon, state at the end of the Pasuk, Shivas Yomim Techel Matzes, which is clearly not going on Erev. No, that's coming to tell me Bizman Azeh, L'choy V'koyva. L'choy V'koyva Bizman Azeh. Don't ask me from that part of the Pasuk. That's L'choy V'koyva. Zok Rashi, L'choy V'koyva. Hi, Shivas Yomim Techel Matzes, Lav Lakushi Yisu Chomet Matzes, Achilles Matzes also. El Lakushi Achilles Matzes, Azos, Chomet Techel, Achilles Matzes, Choy V'Ledoyros. Because Man Shumuz Al Chomet, Vafilu Bizman Shem Pesach. When is Pesach? You have a matzah, but it's no Pesach not. That's what the end of the pasuk is saying. Don't ask me from the end of the pasuk is a raya. It's not going on Erev. The end of the pasuk is telling me the koyva.
V'gab Shimon, how does he know the koyv chovim is man is there? After all, there's no korban Pesach. V'gab Shimon the koyv chovim and olay nafkalei mi be'erav teichel matzas. It says erav teichel matzas, independent pasuk that is a chiyuv is man is there. V'gab Yudah, what do you do with that pasuk? V'gab Yudah mi boyle l'tomei v'shoyu b'derech chayka. If someone who's tomei in b'derech chayka cannot bring korban Pesach, maybe she'd be potter from achilas matzah too. Salkadai t'chamina hoyu l'pesach lo yoychal matzu mora nami lo nechol. He shouldn't eat matzah either. Morah is really lavdavka because morah is taka dependent on korban Pesach. Bizman is there, morah is rabbonim because there is no korban Pesach. But the salgadai t'chamini, even matzah should not be deraisa bizman is there. On that, you taka need the posik of letome v'shoi b'derech choyka that you need be'erav techel matzahs that to tell me that he's taka chayev even though he did not bring the korban Pesach. That's what he does in Be'erav Techel Matzis. Reb Shimon learns L'koy v'choyva from Be'erav Techel Matzis. Reb Yudah, what he does Be'erav Techel Matzis? L'tomei v'derech choyka Sakezat chmina olu pesach L'yecha matzimor namel L'necha komash v'lon. How does Reb Shimon know Tomei v'derech choyka is chayv in Matzis even though he was pot from Korn Pesach? Reb Shimon, Tomei v'shar v'derech choyka L'itzich ka. You don't need a pasuk for that. You know why? The L'gora me'orel. An oral, Rashi says, is talking about an oral that Shemesu Echov Machmas Mila. His brother died because of Mila. So even though he's Taka Os in Korin Pesach, he's an Oral, but the Maisi is Chayv in Matzah. So it's not Gora from Oral, so you don't need a special pasuk for that. Now Rashi says it's Mesu Echov Machmas Mila, that's called, that you called you're an Oral. Zokta Bechonon in Kovitz Oris, that at the end of the day, he's not allowed to get a Mila. Why? Because Pekuach Nefesh, it's dangerous. But the Maisi is Chayv in Mitzah's Mila, just he's honest with Mekayim it, but that's called the shame Oral. Other Rishonim don't learn like Rashi. Other Rishonim learn an Oral is Dafka, someone who's a Mumer La'Reilis, he behedged, does not take a bris. Such a person is Taka, us in Korin Pesach. Masha'engen, someone who's Mesa Echem Machmas Mila, would Taka be Chayiv in Korin Pesach. He could eat Korin Pesach, because he's an Onus, and he's not called an Oral. He's Be'etzim, Be'mokim Pekuach Nefesh, he's not Mechuyiv in Mitzvah Mila. So that would not be considered someone who is pot in Korin Pesach. He's not Mechuyiv in Mitzvah Mila. He's like a Tinek Koinim Yom Shmini. He's not Mechuyiv in Mila. He's not called an Oral. So we're also, just like Koinim Zman is not called an Oral, so to Mesa Echem Machmas Mila would not be considered an Oral, only Mumela Reilis. Now, Legabi ben Nechoy, Rashi says, Esh nisnaku maisav lovish rosh shemayim, v'loy l'cholot terkula. He's considered a mumer. Avdem Frakteri says, what's the chiddush? A mumer, amay tzich ko, pshita, he's chayv lechol matzah. He's chayv in all mitzvah mumers b'teru. Why would he be potter for matzah? V'chi matzah kedushi yesh boy, what's the havmina that he should be potter for matzah? So, Frakteri says, v'yesh loyma, the chiddush is when he's nishchat, when he was a mumer, and he did tshuva, so even though he's not l'minuyov, still he's chayv. So again, the Gemara says, according to Reb Shimon, tome v'derech choyke lo itzrich kro. Why?
Who ain't oichel? Aval oichel matzu morer. V'Reb Yudah k'siv b'hai u'k'siv b'hai. Reb Yudah says you need both pesukim. Sai by an oral and sai by a derech choyka. You need both of them to tell me specifically that they eat matzah. Now the Gemara continues. That was the question we started with. Mani mastisin. Who's the Mishnah like? I Reb Yehuda that says that is an isalav kodim zman and lachas manoi. So chometz tome komar. It says stam chometz and stam chometz is osir. Chometz shel nochi, so I feel the nochi. Even the nochi, our Mishnah says the nochi is muta. So the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda. V'Reb Shimon, the Yisrael nami Mishnah shori. It's Yisrael is also muta. V'Reb Yosi Agdula, v'itach zmani nami Mishnah shori b'ano. We'll continue tomorrow, but this is the Gemara says that it's neither like Rabbi Yehuda nor Reb Shimon or Rabbi Yosi Agdula.